Hello, hello, and thank you all for listening to Real Talk Atlanta, your favorite podcast for real life, real scenario, and of course, all things real estate. We're your hosts, River Bonds,
Ashley LeRae,
Nika W.,
and Taisha Renee, and we're so glad to have you tuned in. So sit back, take notes, and let's talk.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a new episode of Real Talk Atlanta. We're your beautiful hosts, Nika W.,
River the Realtor.
I'm Ashley LeRae.
And I'm Taisha Renee.
And welcome back, ladies.
I still got no champagne today.
Happy Wednesday.
I know, I wish.
That would have got us over that real.
Today's Thursday. Yeah.
Oh, we're recording.
Today's
on
a recording day.
But yeah, it's Wednesday for y'all.
Yeah, happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Yeah,
happy
no, this really hump is day.
No, literally.
No.
How you guys doing? How you guys doing?
Blessing, holy favor.
I'm vibing, chilling, and doing what needs to be done.
Period. So you guys, our first segment of the episode is usually our peaks and pits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where we talk about, you know, highs and lows in our life. I'll say for me, I'll start. My peak of the week is that I have a closing with River tomorrow.
Closing with the same builder in two different communities, but we're going to be at the same close office at the same time.
That is crazy.
And we found out because we were on FaceTime and we was both getting our hair done. I'm like, girl, what you doing? She's like, I got to close. And I'm like, I got to close.
Yes.
She was like, tomorrow. I'm like, tomorrow.
So that's, it rarely happens where I see one of y'all like
at a really close.
Yeah, I've never seen one.
I've never seen any.
I'm very excited though.
Yeah.
I'm going to just casually walk in like, Nika!
Okay, Janae.
You know, the photographer's gonna be there, so we'll be like,
take pictures!
Y'all are funny.
So I'm happy. It's the same builder, Meritage Homes.
Period.
Cool.
For me, a low is that it's nothing. Nothing that I'm worth mentioning, really.
I'm motioning this segment to be called Peak of the Week.
No pigs.
Because we don't have none. Although I do have mine. Okay. My lashes flew out the window today.
Girl,
I was driving to the studio. I was trying to do my little 1-2 step. Girl, I put the thing on and just my eyelash goes right out there.
You doing it while you driving is crazy.
I know, and the windows was down too much, and my eyelashes. So shout out to Haley because my friend lived next door. I went to her house, got some eyelashes, came over here.
No, that's good.
That'd be so funny if they like hit someone else's eye and just, when they flew out.
Just stick on them.
The things are stinging too.
That
anyway,
would be crazy.
That's
mine.
What about you?
My peak is I'm going under contract today.
Yes.
New construction. She's gonna be closing in September, so
what area?
My birthday month.
She's gonna be in February.
Okay,
interesting.
Where? It's in Oaks at Cedar Grove.
Yeah. Oh, under contract over there.
Really? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
you want me to come together when you closing?
June, July.
Oh no, no,
okay.
She's trying.
It's actually
okay,
August.
Okay.
Yeah. I might see you around town.
Okay. That's my peak, and I have no bits.
There we go.
Period.
Nice.
Only pits I got is under my arm.
No, Ashley did.
That was a good one that one time. Yeah, I have one. I'll start with my pit because it's terrible. I have this one deal. It's just
it's stressing Ashley.
She makes sure we're involved.
Yeah, let me tell everybody when I'm stressed. Like, it's just a mess, but we'll see it through. But today drained me.
Today has drained.
Yeah. As far as like peaks, I've been trying to be more consistent with posting on social media, and I noticed a difference as far as like getting more clientele or like consultations and stuff. So I'm like, maybe I need to keep this up.
Yeah, keep it up. It's not enough for us to say. She's gotta do it. I gotta learn it the hard way. What is it, a hard head make for a soft body? Okay, that's exactly what it is. So yeah, that's how my week's going. Okay.
That's good. I feel like it's a perfect segue into this episode that we're having today, which is basically titled Why You Should Focus on the Clientele, Not the Coins.
Period.
Especially when you're in real estate.
Yes.
And as a realtor. So, of course, you guys know when people say, you know, your referral is my greatest compliment. You guys know the saying. But, of course, in this industry where relationship matters, and we talk about this all the time, it's very important to focus on the relationship and how you treat a client versus the coins, like just another transaction.
Getting paid
in, yeah. Right. Because I feel like I meet a lot of realtors that are just transactional.
You can
like,
tell.
And you can tell.
And the clients can tell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can tell.
So today we're going to be discussing like why is it so important to build that rapport with your client and how to do so.
Absolutely.
And like you said, Ashley, the first thing is to make sure that wherever you're promoting, as far as like your marketing, which is for us mostly social media, is to build a genuine kind of like rapport online,
mm-hmm.
to make sure you attract people that actually bonds with you. And
right. Basically, be yourself, because there's a lot of situations yeah. where you come off as one person on Instagram and then the client gets with you in person. They be like, oh, girl, you got a little snobby attitude.
Mm-hmm.
But she was all friendly on Instagram. And now I've been bamboozled.
Hoodwinked.
And all
led astray.
So yeah.
Authenticity yeah. has to be at the forefront of what you do. We talked about this on the last episode. Mm-hmm. Even when it comes to like copying content and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like, if people want to work with Ashley LeRae, they're going to work with Ashley. So you copying mm-hmm. her TikTok ain't gonna do nothing but continuously promote her business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to be genuine and authentic, because like you said, the worst thing is thinking that you finna work with this person and then you meet them in person, it's like, oh,
right.
Yeah. I did not sign up for this. Yeah. I don't know. And then you'll never get referred business from that person.
Right. Because yeah. I feel like as an agent, as a client, you guys talk every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All, like, if not all day, like, you talk every day. This is somebody that you're in constant communication with. So, like, why do you, you know, you want to get a certain type of person, and it kind of sucks when you, with the person that you thought this was, is literally not diverse in life.
Exactly.
Yeah. I feel like on social media, too, it's a very, this is why it works for most of us, is because we have the opportunity to portray yourself as ourselves and come and bond with people beyond real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So why not use that into an advantage?
Because they also got the opportunity to be fake and be who
they
right.
So
right. Like, you pick who you
want to
be.
Right. And they see kind of like a personal life as well, like when we go out, when we're on vacation,
right.
and things like that. So as the same time, you have to keep in mind, for me, is just like keeping in mind where to keep that line between professional and personal,
mm-hmm.
because everybody's always watching.
Right? Yeah, literally
always watching. And I like to think of it like, it's obviously an experience for a buyer, especially if they're buying their first home.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a major like milestone in their life. So they want, especially when they're watching you on social media for a long time, like they want to work with someone who aligns with their vision and their goals and what they worked up for so mm-hmm. long. So you just have to remember always, it's a, what would you call it? A client facing business. Like, always mm-hmm. just keep them at the forefront of it, because you don't ever want to spoil such a beautiful moment for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or ruin a relationship. I think you got to remember, mm-hmm. like, when you get a check at the end of that, that check, you're going to spend it and it's going to be gone. But mm-hmm. if you haven't maintained that relationship, like, that business ends there. I think the best mm-hmm. thing you can get from a deal is a long-lasting relationship with a client.
Mm-hmm.
That client refers their friend, their cousin. They're, you know, continuously buying homes from you down the mm-hmm. line. But if you don't build that good relationship and you so focused on getting that check,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be the only check you get. Like,
yeah, mm-hmm. that's very
like
true.
I think says mm-hmm. all the time, a lot of your business come from referrals. And it's because of the
majority, 90% of yeah. my business is referrals. If it's not referrals from my past clients, it's referrals from other agents in different mm-hmm. states, my family and friends. So it's like, be yourself to everybody. Like, mm-hmm. just not your clients. Like, just be who you are in life.
Right.
Like, and then it'll just come to you. Like, maybe all of my business. I don't think I've ever really got nobody from social media. It's like wow. personal. Yeah.
Wow. Or like somebody that's been watching you, because I got to leave
yeah,
that way.
Yeah, I've got from the podcast mm-hmm. and from like maybe one or two, but majority is like, oh,
but
such and such referred it to me.
Yeah,
exactly.
People watch the podcast and they be like,
yep,
like Taisha. Somebody commented on my TikTok, I was like, look, Taisha. I said, well, I'm not Taisha.
That's
I can
so
point you in the direction. That's what I'm talking about. So, absolutely.
I even think, like, of course, we, like you said, referrals from our clients are always important, but you never know, especially in Atlanta, like, it's so small.
Oh, right.
Especially, like, depending on what your clients do, you can refer people to them, whatever they do, and that's mm-hmm. how you build that relationship and just stay connected for years and years. So.
Yeah, that's another good point.
Mm-hmm. And during transactions, y'all, it's so many times where it kind of put us at test where we have to choose that relationship versus the coin a lot of times. And sometimes it is hard depending on the situation, but I do have a client right now. Like, we're family.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because you got one client and y'all are like... You didn't even know her.
Right.
Before
I didn't know her. And she interviewed me and everything. Like, I have a couple clients that are like that. And that's because, like, throughout the transaction, like, you get to know that person. It's mm-hmm. kind of, like, hard to never speak to them again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what I was speaking about is a client that I'm actually shopping with. And something happened yesterday where we're a family, but then when it comes to real estate, it ends up being business at the end of the day. Like, it's a business move, right? And mm-hmm. she put in an offer on a property that she really liked it, but then over time, I think she's just, like, kind of, like, not want it anymore.
Yeah.
And she kind of, like, terminated. She told me to terminate the contract yesterday. And she called me this morning. And she was like, oh, my God, I know you're disappointed in me. That's not what I meant to do. You know, like, I know I'm backing out a lot and things like that. And I had to remind her, like, hey, this is business. But again, like, I will never push you. I think she thought I was mad at the fact that she kept terminating.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I will never push you to do something. Like, I will never jeopardize our relationship because I just want to sell a property.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. or just because I want to make some money. Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And I think a lot of clients kind of think that of realtors.
Like, you're just going to commission because you want me to.
I think that's the root of the issue of mm-hmm. focus on the client and not the coin. Like, mm-hmm. don't be so quick to push your client to buy a house because you want to see a commission check that now your client bought a house they don't even want. They have mm-hmm. buyer's remorse. And now all of that falls back on you. Like, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, your number one priority should be making your client happy, seeing it through. And I think that kind of segues into, like, a separate portion of the importance of it. It's like, when your client is happy, that's, like, the best form of marketing for
mm-hmm.
your business.
Absolutely.
Like, testimonials, mm-hmm. people who can really attest to, like, the business and the services that you give. I mean, what better way to promote your business mm-hmm. than through the people you serve?
Exactly.
Imagine those reviews. And they're like, she forced me to buy this property. Don't get it.
Oh my God. Don't be crazy.
Like, no, it's because like, when my clients do reviews, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to leave the room because like, I don't want to. That'd be something if I get it. Be like, she made me get this house. And she was so disappointed. I'm like, dang. Like, why are you doing that to me?
Could you imagine? Like, no, you
might have sending one of them via email and getting it back. And it's like, whoa, we did not discuss that. Ma'am, you told me that that's what you
wanted. I'm so sorry for your experience.
That's so funny.
So no, referrals are really important, especially when that review is coming from someone else. The best thing that I like to post is reviews, because people are like, sometimes a lot of times we go and we're like, sold and closed, under contract.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wondering, like, okay, they actually enjoyed the transaction. Mm-hmm. So make sure you guys are also like posting the reviews, posting the testimonials, because I mean, that's the first thing we look at, especially Taisha. Like, when we go out to eat, like,
she on Yelp
or anything. Oh, like, she's on Yelp. Like,
Taisha don't order nothing that the picture is unavailable.
Right.
It could be like immaculate short rib dinner with
I don't see that. Like, so that means people not ordering it, and I don't.
And she don't want it. I think that's a very, very good thing.
Yeah.
I think it's the most organic way to market it. I think the first thing we do as consumers, like, we want to see other people's experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not enough for you to say, oh, this restaurant in Buckhead just opened. Like, no, let me see what's going on. I want to see the inside, the outside, the food.
Like,
it's the same thing for entrepreneurs, for realtors, for your business. Like, they want to see the client experience, and they want to hear from the client. Like, did you love Taisha?
Right.
Was Ashley really this aesthetically pleasing? Like, I really want to see and feel like the experience that I might be getting. So it's so important to focus on your client and how they might feel versus being so driven about money. The money going to come and go. But, like, if the clients go, that money going too.
That's true. I feel like the way an agent treats their client is really ties back to their why of why they are in real estate. Like, if you're an agent and you're just in real estate for the money, you most likely are not going to be in real estate for very long.
Right.
If you're in real estate to genuinely come into this, you know, community and helping people achieve these big things and these big milestones, that changes your attitude when you're working with people. Because if it's money, just like, okay, let's just get there. But if you genuinely want to see people win, genuinely want to see people get exactly what they're supposed to get, then your attitude and the way you work with them changes for the better anyway.
I think that that's the pinpoint. I feel like that's what excludes most realtors from others, is because you can tell, like, working with another agent, you can tell, like, when they're transactional, like I said, but also, like, they don't really care about, like, the feelings of things how they, you know, like, how they go back to their client. I'm like, dang, you just gonna represent your client like this? Like,
this is insane.
Like, you just don't care. And it happens, but I feel like for clients, it's really hard to know when your realtor care or not, because they'll put up the the face front, and then behind the scenes, like, they're going crazy. They're not responding to their emails. Like, they're not doing what they're supposed to do. So, yeah, like, it's really, really important. But I want to talk about a little bit more about, like, the things that you guys do to go above and beyond for your clients. You know, if other people are watching out there, like, what do you do to kind of separate, to make sure that your clients know that you care about them?
For me, So I was just going to say, I think it's important to know the difference between an agent who's, like you said, transactional versus relational. Because there are agents out there who are just strictly transactional. All they do is send you the paperwork and that's it. Mm-hmm. Me, I'm more relational. I don't think I even have a client. Let me knock on wood. I don't think I have a client who would ever say, like, Ashley did not try her hardest to make this work. Like, I like to kind of treat it as if it were my money or like I'm the person buying the house. Because technically it's like, yeah, I mean, my name's on the line. Like, there's a lot goes on behind the scenes. And I feel like I take the brunt of a lot of the stress that my clients face, or they may not even see it. I'm really the one taking most of it. For me, it's just kind of treating the transaction as if it were me, like putting myself in their shoes.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I make sure I keep those lines of communication like super open. Y'all know communicative is my favorite thing, even to this day. Like, I have clients that closed year one of me being in this business who I still hear from on a regular basis because that's like what I provide for them when we're going through the process. Like, I feel like being a realtor who doesn't reach out to their clients, that's like the worst experience for a client. Like, their anxiety is high. They can have the worst things all the time.
They want to talk to you because you can relate to them because you're on the vibe.
Because you understand it. And I always notice this with clients who, like, have gone through a real estate process before and used a different realtor, and they always say at the end, like, my first realtor didn't do this. My first realtor didn't do that. And in my head, I'm thinking, like, your first realtor has now lost up on a long-term client, a lifelong client, because they didn't know how to focus on that. I think especially when you're so early in this business, you want money. Money is good. I love money.
I love it.
I don't want the money so bad that I'm willing to screw somebody over to get it. And I think you got to have that mentality at all times. You got to love this business and go with the highs and lows, because once you got a good client and a good client base, I mean, your business is going to run itself.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Yeah. And I love what you said, because I always admire realtors that are posting and say, oh, my God, we closed on this house 2 years ago. We're now selling it and buying another one. And I've sold to their sisters, their
my
brothers.
My favorite is, like, this is our 16th transaction.
We know who that is.
But I love that. But, like, imagine if you did not have that same, like, rapport with that client. You wouldn't have made it to 6 transactions.
Exactly.
I think it speaks volume when you have repeat clients who are like, okay, girl, I'm back. Right. I'm ready. Yeah. Like, I feel like our clients could not imagine working with nobody outside.
Exactly. And that's when clients come to me and they be like, yeah, well, I was working with this agent, or I closed in this house with this agent. I'm like, dang, I wonder, like,
what happened?
You don't want to work with them.
What made you seek me out?
I don't really care. Come on over. Whatever happened over there, just keep it over there.
Yeah, it's me not trying to be a repeat offender.
Okay.
I didn't know exactly what happened.
And that's so true.
So I don't do it.
So I don't do it right
when she... Because most people's house, their first house is not there forever. Home
exactly.
or their dream
so they're going to come back.
Exactly.
They're going to come back.
Even in the case of, I think, renters, because I know all of us, like, assist with renters or lease to own. So I know a lot of agents too will sometimes kind of dismiss the renters, but keep in mind, people are not going to rent forever. Like, again, that's another relationship that you have to build, because when they're ready to buy, they're going to remember, oh, well, she kind of just, like, threw me off to the side because I wasn't ready to buy a home. Like, you have to keep in mind, every person is a relationship.
Everything, you got to treat them all the same. And I love I love telling the story. I don't know if I told it here, but that $1 million house I closed, that house was a result of a lease that I did, that the commission was $100. And this was before the era of the retainer fee.
I did not know,
like,
that
it was $100, and I was butthurt. I told her, like, don't even worry about mailing it, because by the time I take the FMLS fee out, get my broker 30% and pay taxes, I about owe you some money. It doesn't matter. But I never, like, treated that client any differently. And I think he ended up finding out, he was like, they paid you $100, and it was like a $5,000 condo, like, in a really good high rise. His father ended up calling me. I love what you did for my son. I want to relocate to Atlanta. I'm like, okay, sir, you know, send you my client. I didn't think nothing of it. Tanya Blanchard called me, like, yeah, I just approved him for $1.5 million.
Hello.
Blessing. I sent you. You sure? She like, yeah, this man.
I would have been like, American dollars.
I'm like, and so
pesos.
It's just a testament. Like, you got to treat, what did I say? Like, treat the janitor the same way you treat the CEO. Treat everybody with that same level of kindness, because I think the way you treat your clients, again, is a direct reflection of your business.
Yeah, and they're going to remember that day. And I have clients that are like, oh my God, like, Mika, I miss you. Or like, and it feels good because you're like, okay, I did my part. Like, I feel good sleeping at night. So,
that's great.
I love that.
So, I think this was a very, very good... Okay, I'm not going to say...
I would just say that, y'all.
We had a joke.
Every episode, and Nika be like, I think that was a great episode.
It was a good episode.
In my head, I be thinking the same thing. Like, it was a good episode.
We were just talking about it.
That's why she laughing.
I gotta let y'all know. Because I know y'all thinking the same way. It's okay. But we're going to go into our favorite segment of the day. With our beautiful host,
Miss Ashley.
Thank you.
Rose are
bae. I'm ready to rap.
Not her blushing.
Okay. Ooh, yeah, I would love that. Yeah, y'all can freestyle. Anyway, so if you this is your first time tuning into our show, we have this segment called The Question of the Day, where we take questions from you all, our audience, and you can submit your questions to us on Instagram at Real Talk Atlanta or shoot us an email at realtalkatlpod@gmail.com because we would love to answer your question on the show. And before I say the question, be sure to like, comment, subscribe, all that stuff if you gotten to this point. So for today's question, someone wanted to know what was the hardest part of the real estate exam for us?
The real estate exam.
And I can
the whole thing.
The whole thing?
The whole thing. I have always been a great test taker, but that real estate exam, I'm telling y'all, that test took me out.
Really?
Yes. How many questions is it? Like 150?
I think 150.
When I say I went through 150.
I had bonus questions.
And like, yeah. 157 that I almost missed. I was like, hold on, there's more back here.
Yeah.
Then I had to go back through them again, y'all. I was the last person.
Oh, wow.
I was the last person in the room. That test stressed me. I had to walk out in the middle and go back in.
I'm right with you. I think it was like the actual act of taking the test. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I don't think the information was that hard. I mm-hmm. am, again, I'm a self-proclaimed genius. I say this all the time. If I don't know nothing, like, I know the information. Like, I'm just a Dexter. Like, yeah. I know it. Sitting in front of that computer for 4 hours was like
crazy.
Huh? Like, my eyes started wondering. Y'all know, one thing about me, I also have, like, scatterbrain. I could see, like, something about something. I'd be like, thinking about my friend, like, oh, my mama had a dog like that. Like, yeah. I just get like all over the place, and it's like you gotta focus. But that test is just so long.
So
I had
long.
To take a nap. I had to go to the bathroom. I did jumping jacks in the bathroom. Like, I was just doing stuff.
Did we take the same test?
Yes, because every 20 questions, I'm like,
when did you have?
I
time?
Did get
like,
bored.
Yeah. I had to just rest my eyes. It was just too much. So I think I just had to get into like test taking mode and just mm-hmm. pace myself. Because if you try to go hard in there, mm-hmm. my eyes start making stuff up. Mm-hmm. That's not even a question.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. putting anything.
Me, all I remember is the room. Room was like freezing cold, so it was so hard for me to like even concentrate or stay awake. I think I was getting bored. I was just like, it's cold in here, I'm just ready to go. But for me, the hardest part was the math, y'all. I'm terrible with numbers. Mm. Like, we can't have do we have a we have calculator?
I had a calculator.
Yeah, you had like a little small little one. It's not no.
You can't have that science.
You can have a calculator. Yeah, I have a little small one. I feel like I heard it was only 10 questions for math. If you pass all the questions on math, then you can pass the test. Is what I heard. So I really was like, let me
focus on
the
math.
The math questions. Those. I don't even want to think about it. That was probably the hardest part for me. Everything else is kind of like memory. Like,
yeah.
I don't think the content, like you said, was that hard. Mm-hmm. But for me, it was the math. If you're not good with numbers, and it's only, what, maybe 10 math questions?
It's the math and the finance. You know, math is like mm-hmm. the number, and the finance is like, use the amortization mm-hmm. chart. Mm-hmm.
I was using my scrap paper like... It was bad.
And then I think it's when you reading all the reviews, like, the test is so hard.
Yeah.
I failed 5 or 6.
You already walk in thinking,
I'm walking in like, oh, God.
Yeah, I think that was the hardest part. For me, it was the Georgia State questions.
Oh, the state-specific.
The state-specific questions, mm-hmm. because I've heard, like, those were, like, what they were specifically putting in there to make sure that you mm-hmm. knew. Mm-hmm. But that test, I only had one shot to take it. Like, the whole time, I'm like, bro, I'm going to know if I pass it. So,
yeah, you know,
if I don't pass it, I'm going to be heartbroken.
Not for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was the, like, knowing, like, I can't fail this. Like, I really can't fail this. So, I was really reading everything because I know they were mm-hmm. trying to trick us.
Yeah.
So, I'm reading over and over. I'm like, you're not gonna get me. Yeah. Next, you're not gonna get me. So you're just like, I was fighting it. And then after that, I was like, oh my God, I failed. She was like, no, you passed.
No, for when she said, I was like, are you for real? Like, let me see.
I was like, for real?
The lady was giving us our results. She was printing out the paper. Like, it wasn't no, like, congratulations. She like,
they don't even be happy for you.
She's like, everybody get me.
I'm looking at her face like, oh, no, I feel. I didn't even look at it because she just, you know, when you do something good, people are like, she said.
Next.
That's what happened to me, because I failed my first time by 11 points, which was, I want to say, like 2 or 3 questions. I was so upset. And the lady, like, had no compassion. She's like, okay, well, if you want to take it again, like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah. Dang.
Where's your credit card?
Dang. Like, yeah. She's like, you want to do it again online?
It's a repeat.
I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, but, yeah, I think the state specific was probably like the second hardest for me, because it's a lot more specific. Like, you have to know your state stuff.
Yeah. So, pro tip, if you are studying for the real estate exam, whatever state you're in, make sure you know your state specific laws on top of like the national portion, and you will be
good to go.
And regarding the exam too, my tip is always the same tip. Do not wait too long to take it from the school test, because there's a lot of information to be missed. I know a lot of people make that mistake, but this is why we have Real Talk Atlanta.
Yeah.
Because we're going to give you the real, okay?
And I always said my little tip was, when any question I didn't know the answer to, I wrote it down on my scrap sheet of paper to memorize it, so I could, if I failed, I could study it after. And when I took the test again, the same questions I wrote down were on the test again, so I knew the answers.
That usually happens.
That's good, because I did another thing too. I studied all the formulas, and as soon as I got to the test, wrote them down, so I don't forget them.
That's good,
so that's a tip.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the additional content for more tips on how to pass your exam.
And we do have another episode exactly on how to pass the real estate exam. Make sure you go check that out. And yeah, I guess we're going to see you guys next week.
Bye.
And thank you guys for tuning in.
Bye.
Today's topic might be at its end, but the conversation never stops. If you like what you heard, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
For more daily content from the ladies of Real Talk Atlanta, head over to any of our social media platforms to connect with us, and let's talk.
As we put the real in real estate.